This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Election Day 2024. Please exercise your right to vote today. There are a lot of men and women who have sacrificed everything for your right to do that today. So in all seriousness, get out there and vote.
Well said, sir.
And then in some unseriousness,
it's your duty, damn it.
Carson and Kennedy. Indecision 2024.
This is one of those ones where I just immediately knew where I was going to vote. And then as I started to think about it, I'm not sure I understand the issue. Kennedy, tell everybody what we're voting on here.
Is cereal soup?
It sounds stupid, right?
Yeah.
Well, so does everything we say, but...
But this is particularly stupid.
And if you're coming here for facts, I'm sorry.
617-931-1234. Producer Dan, would you like to vote first on this one?
Yes. Cereal is not a soup. It's in the name. Cereal is cereal. And my main argument for this is cereal is a dry good. People eat cereal dry. No one eats soup dry. If you put it in milk, it is still not a soup. Because I know you're going to come at me with that nonsense. Because soups are broth-based.
Point, counterpoint.
Whose side are you on here?
I don't know yet. I'm going to sit on the fence.
Same.
Because I've eaten ramen noodles plain. That's a dry good. It is also a soup.
Some would say that cereal is a soup because it's eaten with a spoon and has a solid ingredient floating in a liquid. Others say that the milk can be considered a broth and that the pasteurization process of milk is a form of preparation.
Who said that?
Outrageous.
Who said that?
Isn't that good?
Wait, where did you find that?
That was in my brain hole.
Oh, please.
Or AI, one of those two.
I was going to say, you've never used pasteurization.
You just ask AI to make your argument for you. Get out of here.
Jeff is from Rentham. What are you voting for? Is cereal a soup, yes or no?
Yes.
See that? Look at that. Somebody believes it. Why is that, Jeff?
I was perplexed, then I turned to my good friend Merriam-Webster, and Merriam-Webster tells me soup is a noun, a liquid food base containing pieces of solid food. Cereal is soup.
Wow.
See that, Dan?
Merriam-Webster.
Now, what are you going to do? Who are you going to vote
for? Cereal's not soup. It is cereal. Now, you're going down a slippery slope, because then it's like, is hot dog a sandwich
All
or
right,
hot dog?
Can we stick
and that's
to the
a world
issues?
I don't want to live in.
Can we stick to the issues, please?
All right, I'm not sure who I have here. I think I messed up the name. Good morning, who is this? Hello? Yes, I'm talking to you.
Hello?
Yes, what's your name?
Hi.
What is your name?
Me?
Yes.
We're answering you.
I know, I didn't know.
This is not AI. We're not in another city. We're here. We're human. What is your name?
Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. What are you saying? Is cereal a soup, yes or no?
So, no, cereal is not a soup. Cereal is an ingredient, just like chicken's not a soup, carrot's not a soup, celery's not a soup, but those items go into a soup if you want to, but they're not soup.
Is a very
so cereal
good
is,
argument.
Huh?
That was a very good argument.
It is a good
argument. I
appreciate
that.
What about gazpacho? How about we throw that wrench in there? What is that?
Well, gazpacho,
it's cold.
No. Those are ingredients put together that you blend to together to turn into
a... What, you never mix your cereals before? What kind of savage are you? You've never mixed your Lucky Charms with your Frosted Flakes? Because I have.
I let ice cream melt in coffee.
Okay, so my daughter's in the car, and that's what she says. Like, if you mix them together, if you're a psychopath mixing your two different types of cereal together, you're technically making it into a cereal.
You're right, you're making it into a cereal.
Smartest woman in the room right there. Smartest woman in the room, Kristen. Thank you, Danny.
Oh, they're a car divided.
Thank you, Danny.
We're tearing families apart.
Thank you, Danny. Melissa is from Woburn. What do you want? Which one do you want to vote here?
Cereal is not a soup.
Okay.
I am firmly on that side of the debate. I agree with Dan. You eat cereal dry sometimes, but you do not eat soup ingredients
ramen
dry.
Noodles.
Well, yes,
I
you
eat
can.
Dry.
You can eat.
I have eaten dry ramen.
I've eaten
noodles.
Dry carrots.
I put them in
what
salads.
Are you talking about
carrot isn't a soup.
Well,
you can have carrot soup. Have you not had carrot soup?
They're not dry. Have you ever had dry carrot soup?
Have you?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
All right. Moving on.
Yeah.
Thank you, Melissa. I appreciate you.
Again, I
why am I so worked up right now?
I don't know, because I honestly, when I first heard it, I was like, this is stupid. Cereal is not a soup. But then as I start to hear some of the other arguments, I really could see myself voting.
And you know what I do, Carson? I appreciate you coming into this with an open mind, because you don't normally.
Right.
So I love that you came into this with an open mind and listening to all sides.
I am not. I'm closed-minded. It's not a soup.
617-931-1234. 617-931-1234. Indecision 2024.
It's your duty, damn it.
Carson and Kennedy. Indecision 2024.
You can call or text that number. Is cereal a soup? And I don't know that we're any closer to figure out who's going to win this, because we're right now, honestly, it feels like it's 50-50.
We're neck and neck.
Yeah, it feels like we're 50-50. 617-931-1234.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.